they're exciting matches, and obviously it's a big tournament now, so all the players love playing in it. And it always comes at a time of the year where it's nice to change the style of the cricket up a bit. So the lads are really looking forward to it, and as coaches we are too, and hopefully we'll get off to a good start.
It's a block of games this time rather than spread out over a long period on Friday nights. Is that better, do you think?
Well, we'll have to see. I don't mind either way, to be honest, in terms of the competition. I think you can have your focus on one thing, so the players can, you know, nail down the practice for one competition and have a bit of a break from four-day cricket, so it'll be more specific for them, yeah.
How do you think this squad compares to previous T20 squads that Lancashire have put together? It must be up there with one of the strongest, I would think.
Well, I think so, yeah. We were just having a chat earlier about how we're going to go about it, and, you know, it's plain to see that we've got good players, but we're not the only team with good players, and it's very fine margins that make a successful side, so there's got to be some attention to detail and a belief with each other and our standards and quality. And then there's the little bit of luck you need to get off to a good start and create some positive momentum, really. So very positive at the moment. And looking forward to the start.
I think Lancashire among the bookies' favourites. I know that doesn't mean a great deal, Glenn, but how do you see it compared to, say, one or two of the other counties? I know that there's people like Peterson and Sangakkara at Surrey. I mean, there's plenty of depth around it, would appear, in county cricket in this format right now.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't look at things like the odds. We look at what we can do and what we can try and do better than before, build up a game plan and then make sure it's flexible to adapt. And then we'll take a look after a few games and see where we think everybody is. But, you know, we just have to concentrate on what we can do and make sure we take nothing for granted and work hard and go out there positive and take it on.
Like, you didn't make the knockout phase last year. Where do you think you went wrong? How do you need to improve?
Well, we were one game different to the year before, yeah, when we ended up winning the competition. That doesn't mean we were unlucky. We were, you know, you could maybe say we were lucky the year before. We were a little bit sloppy at times. But you've always got these games where anyone can win, and you've got to try and win those. And then if you perform well as a team, you'll also get a couple of easy wins. You know, I think there's areas we know we can be better than last year, and hopefully that can make the difference.
First up, it's Durham away. Paul Coughlan is the captain there, but Paul Collingwood, I know he's a veteran now, but he's still playing. How do you assess their strength and the difficulty of this one to start with?
Well, I think Durham are a bit of an unknown quantity because their side's changed in from the one we normally play against. But a side with people like Collie in there, they're going to be smart, and they're going to have worked a game plan out, and they're going to go and commit to it. And sometimes teams that are lesser fancied will have nothing to lose, really. You know, and I'm not saying they're not fancied, but the team has changed. So we'll just have to do as much research on the players as we can and then do what we're good at.
Janae Carney's back with you. How big a boost is that? Someone who's got 116 T20 wickets in this country, third spell with you now?
I know that when Janae plays for us, our record's strong, and that's one of the key reasons that I look to sign him. He's an excellent T20 bowler, and he's got good strengths at Old Trafford. So, you know, hopefully he has a good tournament for us.
He's coming straight out of a winning side in the Champions Trophy. That he's got to be in good spirits, you would think.
Yeah, that's obviously a positive. When we signed him back in the winter, it wasn't clear exactly how much international cricket he was playing at that time. So that was an area of uncertainty, but he's played a lot since then, and he's been good, Nick.
And he's a great death bowler. You can't have enough of those sort of players around, can you?
Well, no, death bowling's harder than it used to be, and he's one of the best. So he fits our needs.
Carl Jarvis clearly fit and raring to go, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got some tough decisions to make. Certainly, we've not got many injuries, if any, and we've got a lot of players who would be, you know, capable of playing good standard of this cricket.
Chanderpaul not involved in T20, but Josh Butler is.
Well, Shiv's not involved right now. We've got a lot of players who are experienced and young and fit. Shiv would definitely do a good job, there's no doubt about that. But at the moment, he's probably not in the frame to start.
I think it's easy to see why you've decided not to replace Jai Wardner.
Mahela was signed for specific reasons. He's a quality opening batter, and he's played a lot of cricket around the world, and he's renowned for having good tactical brain and a good leader. There aren't many of those around, and he was signed for those reasons. There's no reason to try and replace him.
A couple of final ones about Haseeb Hameed. How do you think he'll cope with the disappointment of not being picked for England?
I think he'll probably use it as a motivation. He's a very determined young man, and it's very early days in his career. He'll be very disappointed while the first half of the season's gone, but I think he'll put that to one side and he'll make sure he gets better and keeps working.
I guess Joss comes into the same category, but he's got can fall back to the T20 format, can't he?
Well, obviously we're very excited to have Joss in our team. For a time it looked like he was in contention for a test place, and that may still be the case, we're not sure, but to have Joss in our team at the start of the T20 is a massive bonus for us.
Yeah, and just a final one on Haas. What does he do now for the next sort of month, because there's no county championship cricket?
Well, there's some second team cricket, and you know he'll want to work on his game. I'm sure he'll be getting all the volume he can in. You know, he can choose to have a couple of days off if he wants to, but you know, I'm sure that knowing Haas, he'll be in the nets working and working out ways he can improve, and he'll be counting the days down for his next chance.